You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Only in Hanukkah we complete the whole Hallel through the whole the Chagim that we celebrate. Like let's say Pesach, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah even. We don't gomer et Hallel. Only in Hanukkah. What's so special about Hanukkah? Every day we say the Hallel with Beracha. We go through the Hallel from beginning to the end. Is it greater than Pesach?
Yeah.
Is it?
Sure.
Pesach is in Torah. Or Sukkot. Sukkot is in the Torah. Hanukkah is not even mentioned in the Torah. Yes, but not every day.
Not every day.
Yes. I'm sorry?
But
every day we are asking for Mashiach. That's true. But every day we are asking for Mashiach. Bezalel Hashem is coming very, very soon. As you heard, it's coming. It's coming very soon. So that is a very beautiful insight. And that is, we're missing actually 8 days through the year to say the Hallel completely. And what are those days? 8 days, we don't say it completely. Which days are they? Six days of Pesach, we don't go merit Hallel, yeah. Sukkot we say every day. Okay. Pesach, 6 days. What are the two other days? Is Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh, and Moed, is it? Do we say Hallel?
Yes.
We don't say Hallel.
No.
No, because the books are open, so Hashem said, I'm not going to ask you to say Hallel. Because the books are open, so Ribbono Shel Olam asked us to not say Hallel. So we have 6 days of Pesach, one day after Rosh Hashanah, and what's the other day?
Shavuot.
Kippur. Kippur, we don't say. Why we don't say Kippur is a Moed? No? Shabbat, Shabbaton is greater than Shabbat, right? It's a Moed. So how come we don't say? Because, again, it's a decision of Kapparah and so on. So now Ribbono Shel Olam said, because we had to skip 8 days of saying Hallel completely, I'm going to give you Hanukkah to say Hallel completely every day. Because we have a special reasoning, like let's say Shavi Shel Pesach, it's a time of the decision. So Ribbono Shel Olam said, you know, when the Egyptians, they're going through the ocean, you should not say Hallel completely. So we skipped it, and Chol HaMoed, and also Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. So actually, it's very interesting, the 8 days of the Pesach is parallel to Yom HaKippurim. Because every day, like 6 days of Pesach, and Rosh Hashanah today was parallel to Rosh Hashanah. And then tomorrow, there is 8 days after Pesach, is parallel to Yom HaKippurim. Because Yom HaKippurim, we didn't say Hallel. So Ribbono Shel Olam gave us the makeup. Good?
Makes sense.
So now, what do we learn from here? What's the lesson? Beautiful. See, sometimes people say, ay, ay, ay. I mean, people that you don't know these type of people. They complain. So, no, they're not happy. They're not smiling. You say, ay, ay, ay. How come such a thing happen? Well, I'm going to do this. But here we see, it's not true at all, right? Because anything that is taken away, for sure, Hashem is going to give it back to you. Ribbono Shel Olam, even though that we were supposed to say Hallel, for some reason we didn't, Ribbono Shel Olam gave us the Chanukah to say Hallel every day with the bracha. So that means Yehudi should be assured, ma'amin be'emunah shelema, that there is nothing in life that he lost. Why? Because for any reason that Hashem is taking away, He's going to give us double later. So that means sometimes that we do feel, you know, what happened? Was it missing? How come? You know, why He has it? I don't have it. Why I have to go through this? But you have to be assured that whatever that maybe is deducted is going to come back to us. Elef amim. 1,000 times more. And especially tonight and tomorrow, that is Adon HaNiflaot. We see, Bezat Hashem, Lasa Nisim HaNiflaot, L'Kol Am Yisrael, Yeshuot, Bezat Hashem. And so was Res Ad Saroteinu, Bezat Hashem, Nizke, V'Shana Male, Nachat, Bezat Hashem, Gesorot Tovot, Amen, Kei Ratzon.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.